We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on the WUNC's Songs We Love podcast. Coming up, WUNC's youth reporting team takes over.
When you're ready to take a break from the work week, check out WUNC Music.
I take a ride out in the country.
It's a place to discover new music, now featuring NPR's World Cafe weeknights at 10.
Run away, let your heart be your guide.
WUNC Music on HD2, streaming on your phone and now on your smart speaker. Find out more at WUNCmusic.org.
I'm Kamaya Truitt Martin, one of the directors of the WUNC Youth Reporting Institute. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All year, we've been asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about North Carolina. It's a part of our Come Here NC series. Normally, we spend the whole episode doing a deep listen to one song, but this time, we're doing something a little different. On this weekend's episode, we're asking the youth reporting team to pick songs. The ones they chose are very personal and in some cases, more than sentimental.
My name is Damon James. I go to J.D. Clement Early College High School. And the song that I picked that reminds me of North Carolina is Be Careful by Cardi B.
Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing?
It's a slow song. It has like a quiet beat at the end, but you mainly hear her voice and her pain.
Whose feelings that you hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you losing? Be careful with me.
Be careful. It brings me back to like middle school when I had my first like romantic relationship per se, and it was like it didn't like go well.
I was here before all of this. Guess you acting now. Now you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is. Drop a pin. What's the coordinates?
There's a part of the song where she's singing about like whenever the person gets around their friends, they act different. But then whenever they get some attention from other people, it's like you don't remember who you have at home, but you need to remember who you have at home. So yeah, that's what I related to.
My heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.
My name is Emma Pollard. I go to school at Northwood High School, and the song I picked is Die Young by Sylvan Esso.
I had it all planned that before you met me. Who's gonna leave early and so swiftly? Maybe in a fire or crash off a ravine. People would weep, how tragic, so early.
It's like a sad song with a really poppy beat, which is really unique.
I was gonna die young.
I chose this song because I think it relates to North Carolina for a very personal reason, because Sylvan Esso was the first concert I ever went to when I moved to North Carolina, with like my first two kind of real friends that I've made here. So it was just really cool seeing it live, and she like lives here, so it was her home concert, which was really cool.
I could have missed it. I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse.
The concert was really fun. It was my first ever mosh pit, which was insane.
I was gonna die young.
Just really fun. It was like my first like real concert, so it was just awesome.
My name is Victor Amaya. I attend Riverside High School. The song I picked is by John Mellencamp, Small Town.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
the lyrics, you know, I grew up in a small town, you know. My parents were from a small town. We went to school in a small town. You know your neighbors here and there. We help each other. A small community of everybody knowing everybody. Whole bunch of friends, all of us, we would just hang out in the afternoons after school. We would all go to the same bus stop because all of us went to the same school. In the morning, you knew all the people that are waiting to get picked up for work. You knew everybody's mom and all this and that. You knew the lady that used to sell her goodies on the corner of the street and all this. Yeah, good times. I just really liked that time in my life. It was a really happy time in my life. You know, not having to worry much about school and this, and just knowing everybody. You know?
My name is Allison Swaim, and I'm one of the directors of the Youth Radio Institute here at WUNC. The song I picked is When It Rains, It Pours by Luke Combs.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad.
My experience of North Carolina is driving down country roads, windows down, radio up, blasting music.
So I went for a drive to clear my mind, ended up at a Shell on I-65.
The song is about when you think the worst has happened, but then other stuff happened that you weren't planning on, and it's even better.
Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were away.
I like, really like this song, too, because it's just kind of ridiculous, like in the best way.
It's got me thinking that her leaving is the
gets the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress leaves her number on the check with a heart, and she picked up on the first ring when he gave her a call, like, yes.
Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours, when it rains, it pours.
So hilarious. And also, like, F Hooters, like, that's stupid, but I can sing that song and, like, enjoy that song, and, like, I don't know.
And it all started on the day that she walked out.
I identify as queer, and a lot of my good friends do as well. And I mean, I guess most music, but especially country music, is pretty straight. But a lot, like some of my good friends who are queer now, like we listen to country music, and so there's a way that you can take something that there isn't space for you in it, and you take it and kind of make space because we share that experience together. Then. Yeah, it like changes it. But yeah, I guess back to the song.
And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours.
My name is Kamaya Truitt Martin. I'm one of the directors of the WUNC Youth Reporting Institute. The song that I picked that reminds me of North Carolina is Black Magic Woman by Santana. I was coming up the steps to these roommates that I really, really hated in this suite that I really, really hated. And I hear the beginning of Santana's Black Magic Woman playing the do-do-do-do-do. But with the drums coming in, so I'm like, oh my God. one, I've never heard this song before, but it's just giving me this vibe. And then I come through the door and Paola is outside doing this like slow like bachata outside of her room door. And I'm like, oh my goodness, yes. And she just like grabs my hand. We have not talked at all. Like since for 3 weeks, we've seen each other, we've passed each other, and we've just been quiet. She grabs my hand and she starts dancing with me to Santana, and I'm like, yo.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
Every time I think of North Carolina, actually, that's the song that comes to my mind because of Paola. And she's like, she's one of the main reasons that I love this state now, because I would have never met her if it was not for Santana, A&T, me being angry, her being happy.
Got your spell on me, baby. Got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby.
Now, you know I wasn't going to let this episode end without me picking a song. So before the best song pick ever, we heard Damon James on the Cardi B song Be Careful. Emma Pollard chose Die Young by Sylvan Esso. Victor Amaya on the John Mellencamp anthem Small Town. And Allison Swain went all country on us for the song When It Rains, It Pours by Luke Combs. You'll be hearing the stories our youth reporters are producing for us online and on the radio at the end of the summer. You can also hear the stories and meet the crew at a free listening party we're hosting on August 8th at Motorco in Durham. This episode of Songs We Love is part of our Come Here NC series. It's produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council and their Come Here NC celebration. You can hear more episodes at WUNC.org and wherever you get your podcast. I'm Kamaya Truitt-Martin. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, we get another unreleased North Carolina classic. Glenn Booth joins us for a deep listen into the song She's You by the Chapel Hill band The Popes. It's from an album that sat on the shelves of a major label for decades.
Walking past the hardware.
I mean, I always say, I think it's the best local album by any band, yet it never came out.
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time, here on the Songs We Love podcast. See you next time.
I see the one.